Well, I just covered the State of the State address, and it's one of the shortest ones I can remember. Ballpark about 40 minutes. Brian Helsworth joined here in the rotunda by State Representative Greg Razor. He's a Democrat. And then three Republicans, Bill Reibolt of Neosho, Chuck Basie of Roachport, and Craig Redman of Canton. We have two members that came in 2010, one that came in 2014, and then Greg Razor is a freshman. We'll just kind of go around the horn here. I'm going to start with you, Representative Redman. Your reaction to what the governor had to say.
I thought it was a good speech. I thought he, made a lot of good points. I thought he really drilled down on some items, you know. But overall, I thought it was a positive message. And, you know, I think that's what he was just trying to project to the people of Missouri, that he thinks Missouri is going in the right direction and we need to keep going that way.
Representative Basie, who's from Roachport, has a big chunk of mid-Missouri.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Representative Redman said. Said some things I was expecting to hear about law enforcement and veterans, and didn't touch on education a whole lot, but I think he was kind of hitting on that about what we need to do for children. But I was hoping to hear a little bit about transportation, and that I don't think we were all talking about that before the interview and didn't hear much about it.
Yeah, didn't hear about that, about the recommendations, nor did he talk about the seatbelt thing, which Colonel Karsten, his Highway Patrol Colonel, had advocated. Chairman Reibolt, that's your bill.
Well, yes, but I didn't expect him to say anything on that, and I'm surprised he didn't say anything on transportation, which is a major issue that we're going to be faced with in this state. But what I did enjoy about the speech was the introduction, because the guy from Diamond, that's my district.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, and he had to the little trail that he walked at, I think he was 10 years old, to Neosho, which is my hometown, went by my farm. There's no other way he could have come but by my farm. So, but George Washington Carver and agriculture and our part of the state, we have a lot of respect for him and for what he did, the peanuts, the soybeans. And if he were with us today, he would be right in there supporting ag and all the good things that he's done. So I enjoyed that part of the speech, the introduction, because that's something from my hometown.
Absolutely. Well, it's good background. I missed the very beginning when I was running upstairs down live on the air. I've been doing double duty, but I appreciate that. Representative Razor, you're a Democrat. I know you've championed foster care. That's something that I think looks like a bipartisan issue. What I did not see the Democrats do was when he got up and said, we need to cut taxes and put money on people's paychecks. Democrats did not. That didn't look receptive to you guys.
You know, there was not a lot of substance to this speech tonight, from what I heard. What he did say, for the most part, was perfectly fine. One line that he had in there is that he wants to work to fix what was broken over the course of many decades. Well, over the course of the past decades, we've willfully neglected our state assets. We have let our highways and bridges crumble. We continue to cut higher education. We continue to have the lowest paid workforce in the United States. We're 50th out of 50 for the men and women who work to make this state happen. So when we are at the bottom 10 of every bracket, when we have roads and bridges that are crumbling, and our kids are paying out the roof because we're not properly funding higher education, no, we're not going to support tax cuts to corporations and the wealthiest among us.
So you'd be a no vote without no vote in general, and then you want to see some specifics anyway.
We've got to have specifics. I wish the governor would release his budget along with this speech. And, you know, I think all Democrats would support a tax cut for middle-class families, for those families that are going to take that extra money and go out and put it back into the economy. We can't be going down the Kansas road and continuing with tax cuts for corporations and the wealthiest among us. We've got things we've got to get done.
Finally, guys, we'll go around the horn here real quick. That was Greg Razor, the lone Democrat, and the other three that are with me are Republicans. Representative Craig Redman, who is from Canton. Obviously, you were pleased with the speech. You've got an ag district. You're running for the Senate. What's your top priority for you for this session?
Well, I think we've got to look at moving Missouri forward, and I agree. You know, we've got to be smart with our money. We've got to make sure that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot with a lot of cuts. But it is proven, you know, a lot of times that when you give people back money in their paychecks, they put it back in the economy, and that's what we're hoping happens and what we're trying to do. I ran on a platform when I first ran for the House that, you improve your economy and that everything's going to spiral upward. You're going to have money for roads, money for education, money for health care. So I still believe that. I still believe that we've got to propel Missouri Forward in the business sector, and then everything else will fall into suit. So I was encouraged with all that.
Got you. Representative Chuck Basie, Republican of Roachport, obviously your overall impression, you'd like to see the governor talk about transportation. Transportation's big, but also I did the story a couple of weeks ago with you, the disability bill for people that are outside of the autism spectrum. That's huge with you.
Right. It's for it's going to end up being for children, I think. I've talked to the insurance lobby, and that's kind of the direction they want to head. But but I think that's a very important thing we need to try and do is get the therapy coverage that these young people are lacking there. It's just not adequate. And so I'd hope to get some traction on that this session.
You hopeful?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, it's a work in progress. I realize that. Try and keep it, cost neutral if possible. But that's a tall order, and I realize that. But we're going to try and get some traction on that.
Chairman Reibolt, you've got a lot of bills: primary seatbelt law, you've got the 10-cent gas tax increase. I know you're involved in other issues, but are those your top priorities?
Well, yes. I think infrastructure. It's going to be a big issue from Washington to every state in the union, and I think Missouri needs to look in that direction as far as our infrastructure spending and making sure that we can get our matching federal dollars in the state, and that's huge. We can't afford not to get that, and so I think you're going to hear a lot about infrastructure, transportation nationwide this spring.
Absolutely. And finally, Democrat Greg Razor. A lot of what Chairman Reibolt's talked about, and even Representative Redmond and Basie, those are priorities for you as well. Do you have anything besides those you want to talk about, or anything else you're championing this year?
You know, I really want to see us reinvest in ourselves. We haven't done that for two decades now. It's time that we reinvest in our workforce, our people, our universities, our roads and bridges. That has to be a priority of this state. We have to grow our economy so that we can take care of those that are less fortunate than us, and we shouldn't be trying to build or make tax cuts on the back of the least fortunate in our state.
Representative Greg Razor has been a guest of mine, along with Representative Bill Reibolt of Neosho, Representative Chuck Basie of Roachport, Representative Craig Redmond. Guys, it's been fun. I appreciate all of you joining us.
Thank you. Always fun with you, sir.